92.1 WGHN at Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, the Youth Advisory Council, has awarded the largest amounts of grants in history. $110,600 in awards. They had 20 high school students from Northeast Ottawa County give their time. And as they met throughout the year, they would assess different issues and whatnot that were prevalent to area youth. And then they would review grant proposals. And from there, it's history. We say hello to Meg Bowman, Program Officer with Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, and Abby Rigg. Say hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. That's amazing. You know, and I've seen the Youth Advisory Council when you used to be in our building. Sometimes you guys would meet out in the picnic area, and there were always a lot of kids, and there was always a lot of excitement. But first, let's talk about what the Youth Advisory Council is for people who may not know.
The Youth Advisory Council is a group of teenagers from area high schools who apply and are selected by their peers. It's a youth-led organization, and we kind of are there to just kind of put the boundaries on what they're working on. They assess data and take a look at our community, and we teach them all about philanthropy, and they do many different things throughout the year regarding philanthropy, volunteering, grant making, etc.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that they came up with a youth assessment survey, and they monitored health risk behaviors for Ottawa County teens and then got all this information.
The county is, in fact, putting together another youth survey right now. Meg can address that further.
Youth assessment survey is given throughout our county, and so our YAC is able to make our grant priorities based on relevant data that is right here in our community.
Yeah, so we've looked at a variety of priorities from that data. So our YAC has prioritized mental and emotional well-being, physical well-being, and community and cultural well-being.
Those are some pretty big things to tackle, wouldn't you say? And so the grants went to all kinds of organizations: Arbor Circle, Dune Grass Healing, Grand Haven Area Public Schools for Pay It Forward. What else did the grants go to? If you have your list there?
I do, yes. So we had a wide variety. I must say that our YAC members are our hardest grant makers. They really take these decisions seriously. And so when the organizations are awarded grant dollars, it is through a lot of discussion. And so we, this past grant round, awarded to Gracious Grounds. They are going to be establishing a new volunteer opportunity for both their residents as well as getting some local high schoolers in there to do service projects together. And the Momentum Center, we were able to support their work in the local schools in both Spring Lake and Grand Haven. They have different mental health programs, and they tackle topics such as coping skills, self-care, stress management, and Spring Lake Public Schools as well. We were able to support their Peer Up, which is a student group that really wants to get more mental health providers involved. And so they were able to support that next step for them.
I think this is amazing. And I hope that these young adults that are part of YAC, the Youth Advisory Council, I hope they put that on their college applications. That, no, I'm serious, that they're doing this kind of work. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
It's exciting. We're currently reading scholarship applications right now. In the past, I remember reading scholarship applications that some YAC participants filled out. And they have big dreams. They have big dreams, not only for their career, but how they can help serve their communities in leadership positions in the future. So it's planting some really important seeds in our community and other communities where these kids wind up.
That's a fact, isn't it? It's planting those seeds. And I know there's other grants that were given away in 2023. This kind of piqued my interest because I drive by it almost every day on my way home, the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. I know a lot of people that have stayed there when they've had kids at DeVos Children's Hospital. $10,000 will support the expansion and renovation. They've added 8 new bedrooms, the kitchen, the family room. They've done all this work, and that's something that anybody in any county will use. If you have a sick child, you're going to DeVos.
Right.
Am I right?
And some people question, you know, well, you're in the Tri-Cities. Why are you giving money to something outside of the Tri-Cities? And we really look at West Michigan as a whole.
Right.
We don't have a Ronald McDonald House right here.
No.
So our grant makers, you know, they take a look at what impacts youth and families
exactly.
in our community.
Exactly.
We also discussed how the pediatric healthcare is really expanding in Grand Rapids, not just Helen DeVos, but Mary Freebed is creating a rehabilitation hospital specifically for youth, which YAC supported that capital campaign.
That's amazing.
And so it's really able to link up all of the programs that they are supporting.
I did not know that you guys had helped with that campaign. So really, you've got your thumbprint on a lot of different things. And I just love that these young kids are learning about all of this. And they meet with you after school, right? Is that when they come in, or is it on weekends, or do they get time off of school to do their work, or how does it all work?
Well, all of the above.
Okay.
We usually meet in the evenings once a month. However, they do meet outside of that time period.
Sure.
And we, like last year, we had the Envisioning Our Community series. So they did have to get out of school to attend some of those morning programs. But usually it's once a month.
That's really amazing. And I've talked to Hadley about this in the past, that, you know, we have a very active community foundation here in Grand Haven. And, you know, every time I have you guys in, I'm going to tell you, I miss you being in our building, but I'm very happy that you're over there. You have a new space. You have a bigger space. You can do more things in that space. How's it going over there?
It's going well.
It's a beautiful space.
The boardroom for our YAC is way more versatile.
Yeah.
We did a service project for Hand to Hand.
Mm-hmm.
This winter, and we were able to really move around and get a little bit more active in the space.
Right.
And so we're excited to have the outdoor deck too this spring to host our end of the year celebration. And so
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I just think it's great. Now, every year you have a new youth advisory council. So maybe a mom's listening or a dad's listening, and I want my kid to get involved with that. Does that go through the school or through the foundation?
Goes through the foundation.
Okay.
We do promote it through the schools. Our students work hard to help do that. And every spring we just did our interview round and have 7 new members.
Oh, wonderful.
That will be starting this fall.
Okay.
Next year. So if somebody's listening, they want to be a part of YAC, listen to the school announcements in the spring.
Sure. And you can also donate to that specific fund, too.
The youth fund, yes.
Exactly. And I will make sure I'll put that in the podcast, a link to that. But if you wanted to help out these young kids and you want to donate to the youth fund, you can specifically send your monetary donations to that and see, how this pans out. But this is amazing. This is a lot of work that these kids did. Congratulations, you guys. That's just amazing. Do some of the kids that have been on the Youth Advisory Council, okay, so they graduate high school, they go to college, do they ever come back and say hi? Did you ever do any follow-up with any of them?
We do. We've heard from several that come back to the community. In fact, our president, Hadley Strang, is one of the original YAC members. So
that says a lot right there.
It does.
Oh my God. Isn't that something? Wow. That's amazing. Well, we'll make sure that we put this on our podcast section with all the different links for people that they can make donations to. But congratulations, $110,600 in awards with the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation and the Youth Advisory Council. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Anything else to look forward to? Anything else coming up that I need to know about?
Oh gosh. Scholarship grants are being figured out right now. Scholarship deadline was February 1st to apply for scholarships. Now all the processes behind the scenes are going. We're reviewing those and making sure all the right people are lined up to get those great awards this summer.
And we currently in the month of March had 7 grant deadlines. And so our grants and programs department is busy reviewing those grants and getting them all ready for the committees to review. And we'll have some more big news at the end of May.
Sounds good. I'll be here for it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.